Did you know that some sports words in English are completely different from Spanish, even if they sound similar? For example, you have football in the UK, means that what Americans call soccer. No? For them, football, it's another thing, no? Today, we'll explore sports vocabulary you can use every day and to talk about games, athletes, and matches. So let's get started. You're listening to the Train and Podcast. Estoy aquí con mi amigo Matthew. And this is your place to learn English. So get your free class with the link in the description. So visit trainland.com so you can learn English with the best online school.
Exactly, Johnny. And by the end of this episode, you'll be able to describe sports, matches, even famous athletes in English, just like a native speaker.
Plus, we'll have a fun cultural section where we'll talk about some of the most famous athletes everyone knows and play a little game with you. So can you guess the sport? I think that's the name of the game, Matthew.
Sounds fun.
So let's go to a fictional dialogue. Well, this time we're in a cafe after a jam.
This is more like it, Johnny, yeah.
That's right, yeah. And we are planning a sports trivial night with friends. That sounds also good.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Fun.
So let's start.
Okay. Hey,
have you seen the highlights from last night's football match?
Yes, Messi scored an amazing goal again. Johnny, that guy is unstoppable.
Oh, fantastic, totally. And Novak Djokovic is winning all the tennis tournaments lately.
Yeah, you're right. You know, his serve is incredible. By the way, did you see the Serena Williams match yesterday too?
Well, I missed it, but I caught some basketball. LeBron James dunked over two defenders. Amazing.
I wish I could play basketball like him. I usually just play volleyball with my friends.
Well, I remember last week I went to the stadium. The referee gave a penalty in the football game. Wow, crazy moment.
You know what? That reminds me. I scored a point in volleyball yesterday. Finally. You know, I've been practicing for weeks.
Oh, nice. I can now see you just jumping in volleyball at the beach. Matthew, do you know the difference between a goal and a point? Well, some people confuse them, right?
Yeah, so a goal is for football or hockey, and a point is for basketball, tennis, or volleyball, I think.
Exactly. And we need more words for our sports trivia tonight. So, I don't know, march, championship, surf, dunk, tournament.
Great. So let's make a playlist of all these words. It'll help us remember the vocabulary faster.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good game, Matthew, for our students, right? Just with family or friends, just doing a type of trivia game with nouns or verbs. In fact, we are going to do this in our class today in the grammar section. We're going to use different verbs or nouns that we use in sports vocabulary. So, yeah, it sounds like a good game. Okay. So let's start with that. Let's start with verbos comunes, ¿eh? En deportes vamos a hablar un poquito de esto. Porque hay verbos que a lo mejor nuestros estudiantes no conocen. Pues mira, puedo empezar yo. Pero empiezo yo, Matthew, porque es el más fácil. Play. ¿Quién no sabe lo que es play, no? Así que bueno, I play, ¿qué era? Volley, ¿no? Volley beach every weekend, ¿no?
Wow.
El siguiente, Matthew, va más contigo, fíjate.
Tienes razón, Johnny, ¿eh? Yo play every weekend. No es el mío. Pero watch, yes, watch. Sobre todo ahora con el, bueno, ya ha terminado, ¿no? El mundial.
Yeah, that's right. The World Cup. Wow, amazing. Yeah. But by the way, the best game was England France. I mean, that was the best.
That was an incredible game. Yeah.
It was an incredible game. Man. Yeah.
And I didn't want to watch it because I was still feeling, you know, destroyed after the Argentina game. But then there was 10 goals in the game.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Wow. So, talking about that, next word, score.
Right.
No? To score, Messi scored two goals last much.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. Yeah, useful word. Another important word, win. Win, they won the tournament. Irregular verb, so the past is won, but win, the verb we need.
Yeah, that's right. I don't want to hurt feelings from our friends. We got many friends from Argentina, no? So even working here in training and hang, you know, but Argentina lost the World Cup, no? So, yeah.
Careful, huh? Careful.
lose, lost, okay.
Okay, train. So this is something I need to do, train. I train 3 times a week.
All right, okay, good. You wish. No, I'm sorry. I just. All right, so next one. Kick. Well, in fact, you can do this to me if you want. Kick. No, just. Kick.
a virtual kick under the desk. Kick.
That's right. So, kick, no? Patear, no? O dar, no? Chutar, diríamos en el español, no? Kick. He kicked the ball into the goal, no? Yeah. So, but by the way, also for our learners, no, sports, goal, no solamente el marcar, sino que también es la portería, no? So, he kicked the ball into the goal. Chutó el balón dentro de la portería.
Yeah. Eso es importante, ¿eh? Es verdad, Johnny. Tienes dos significados, no? That's good. Right. Okay. Tennis. And the verb is serve. I think in the dialogue, we talked about it. Djokovic served an ace. In Espanol, ¿cómo se dice serve, Johnny? Is it
serve, saque. Saque. Mm-hmm. Sacar.
Mm-hmm. Sacar.
Okay. Sacar. Okay. Very good. Yes. Okay, good. Well, then we move to basketball. Okay. Mm. Dunk. Mm. Okay, dunk. El, creo que en español es mate, ¿no? O hacer un mate, just a dunk. Mm-hmm. Okay, LeBron dunked in the last minute. Okay.
Very good. This one is muy parecido, ¿no? Español, pass.
Mm-hmm.
Passed the ball to her teammate.
Very good. Excellent. All right, this one, maybe it's more about basketball. For example, shoot. Mm-hmm. No, so the shot from outside the box, for example.
Good. And the last one, the last verb, anyway, compete. They compete in international tournaments. So
all right,
they take part, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. Right. So let's continue now with nouns. Nouns and expressions, no? We said, did we use goal? No, we didn't, no? But now we are using goal. He scored a goal in the football match. So here in this case, it's a noun.
It's a noun. Good. Point. So we talked about points in basketball, in tennis. Mm-hmm. She won the match with a final point.
Very good. Okay. So then we got a match. Partido. So good.
Good.
So, they played a match yesterday.
And the tournament, we talked about the Mundial, no, the World Cup. So the tournament where you have number of teams playing matches.
Very good, excellent. So, and then we got the referee, no? Just, lo que digamos el árbitro, the referee gave a penalty.
Very good.
Just, maybe some of our friends maybe have heard umpire, no? But that's for a different type of games, right?
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can have an umpire. Referee for sport, yeah, for football. You're right, Johnny, good. Mm-hmm. Court, yeah. Court, la pista, I think, would be in Spanish, you know, where we play football, badminton, even I think paddle. Well, I'm guessing here, but I think paddle court.
Mm-hmm. Very good, excellent. Yeah, and then you got, for example, the bat. He hit the ball with the bat, so el bate. Mm-hmm.
Good, good. And to whistle, the referee blew the whistle. Whistle? Silbar? No.
El silbato. Silbato. O silbar. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Whistle. Very good. Mm. Okay. Hooligans.
Johnny, why are you looking at me? Why are you looking at me for this one? I don't understand.
Some hooligans cause trouble outside the stadium. No. All right.
Okay. Usually British.
Finally.
Helmets. Helmets must be worn by skiers. So, un casco, no?
Un casco. Very good. Fantastic. Yeah. All right. So, Matthew, let us go then and talk a little bit about some of the grammatical things. By the way, just we got here some of the words
that
we used. No, lo teníamos aquí puesto, no, lose, perder, kick, chutar o patear, serve, servir, dunk, hacer un mate. No, hacemos un pequeño repaso de lo que hemos mencionado antes, ¿no? So, match se refiere a un partido, el referee, el árbitro, court, una pista o una cancha.
Cancha. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Okay. So now, just let us go with this. When do we use present simple and present continuous?
Okay, good, Johnny. So present simple, we use for hábitos y rutinas. So something we do frequently, maybe every week. For example, I play football every weekend. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they compete in tournaments regularly. So present simple. Now, present continuous, we use that for actions that are in progress. So maybe I say, hey, where's Johnny? Well, he's training. He's in the gym.
Oh, yeah.
Training. Although maybe we never use that phrase. I don't know. Or we're watching the match. Last Sunday, Johnny, we were watching the match.
Live. That's right. No? Yeah, amazing. Good. Okay, then we have the past simple and also comparatives and superlatives. Past simple, acciones que están completas, no? She won the match yesterday. I don't know, just Messi scored 2 goals last season. So, yeah, things that happened. But remember that with past simple, you need to add a time marker, usually, okay? Yesterday, last season, because it's a finished action. And then comparatives and superlatives, you can compare habilidades o resultados. So he scored more goals than last week, for example. Or LeBron made the highest dunk in the game. And then you also have the sequencing actions. Okay. For example, in this one, no? Este lo que hacemos, como vemos aquí en el slide, no? Combinamos el presente continuo y el pasado para narrar. Eso está muy bien, ¿no? Así que podemos utilizar ambos, el presente simple, el presente continuo para narrar, o el presente continuo y el pasado. So while he was dribbling, she passed the ball, or I was watching the game when he scored the goal. Yeah.
Es muy útil.
All right. Good. So let's go. No, Matthew, can you tell us a question for our friends?
Yes, of course. So, okay, guys, if you're listening in, our question today is, and it's in Spanish. The question is: ayer mi equipo ganó el partido gracias a un gol en los últimos minutos. So, ¿cómo lo dirías en inglés?
Muy bien, ¿no? ¿Cuándo fue la última vez que el Newcastle ganó un partido en los minutos?
Sabía que ibas a preguntar algo de Newcastle. Tiene ese look, ese sonrisa. Ay.
Bueno, ok, lo dejamos para otro momento. Muy bien, ok. Pues nos vamos a hablar un poquito de nuestra escuela. If you're enjoying this episode, well, visit our website, trainland.com. To improve more your English with a 100% effective method and a very complete e-learning platform. Or you can scan the QR and get your free class. Acuérdate que escaneas aquí y automáticamente te llevas una clase gratuita de prueba. Así que visítanos. Yeah. Okay, Matthew, pues vámonos con hablar de famous athletes. Pasado, algo del presente también. Así que, okay. Vamos a ver. So, Matthew, let's start. Can you guess the sport? Look at this picture of Rafael Nadal. How many Grand Slams has he won?
Oof, man. Well, I only know this because it's here in front of me. Otherwise, I wouldn't know. Wow, he's amazing. He has won 14 Roland Garros tournaments. I mean, that is incredible. No?
Yes. I would say that he's the best clay court player ever. His forehand is stronger than anyone's else's.
Yeah. Well, Johnny, football, Lionel Messi is legendary, no doubt about that. Johnny, did you know that he won the Ballon d'Or awards and scored over seven. Sorry, he won seven Ballon d'Or awards.
Wow.
And he scored over 700 goals in his career.
How amazing that, too. And he plays now for Inter Miami, I think, in the USA. But he spent most of his career at Barcelona. He's faster, more creative than most players today.
Yeah, no doubt. Even like he's 39, but he's still an amazing player. Now, basketball, LeBron James is also very famous. He's won four NBA championships and is considered to be one of the best players of all time.
Very good. Excellent. Fantastic, huh? And I agree, he can play in any position, and his dunk is one of the highest in NBA history.
But Johnny, what about swimming? You remember Michael Phelps?
Oh, yeah.
He has 23 Olympic gold medals. That is incredible. And nobody has ever won more.
Yeah, well, he trained every day for hours, and his butterfly stroke is stronger than all those swimmers.
Yeah. Well, in baseball, Babe Ruth was a legend. What a name, man. Babe Ruth. He hit 714 home runs. And it seems that he even changed the way that people watch baseball in the USA.
All right. Yeah, exactly. His home runs were the longest. He was more powerful than any player before him.
Okay. So many amazing players. Other athletes who are also famous. Johnny, we could mention Serena Williams. She's won 23 Grand Slam single titles in her career.
That's right. Yeah. She's the best female tennis player of all time. Her serve is faster than anyone else's in history.
Oof. And we've got to mention Cristiano Ronaldo, because he scored over 800 career goals and he's won five Ballon d'Ors.
Yeah. Okay. This is fair to say, no, he's taller and maybe stronger than Messi, but Messi's agile, creative, but it's always fun to compare them, right?
It's a never-ending debate, you know, who's the best? Well, back to swimming, and legends like Katie Ledecky also stand out. She's won multiple Olympic golds, and she's broken several world records.
Yeah, it seems that she's faster than most of her competitors, even in long-distance events.
Yeah, and in basketball, Michael Jordan
of course
is still remembered.
Yeah,
I think he even had some trainers named after him, Nike Air Jordan. So six NBA championships and the best clutch performances ever.
Yeah, absolutely. His jump shot, no, that's in the trainers, no, it's part of the advert. That's why, no. I think that made him the greatest of all time when you talk about NBA players.
I think so. Johnny, so many sports, so many legends. Each one has something unique that made them famous.
Exactly. We can talk about them using the vocabulary we learn: score, win, compete, dunk, serve, goal, and also comparatives and superlatives.
Yeah, they're really useful when we're talking about sports. Maybe we could say Rafa Nadal is the most successful clay court player ever. Or LeBron James is taller than most NBA players.
Very good. Or Michael Phelps is faster than any swimmer in history. And Babe Ruth, which is a friend of yours, right? I think, was more powerful than his teammates.
Close personal friend. You're right, Johnny. Well, these athletes are a perfect example of sports vocabulary in real life and how we can describe habits and achievements.
Yeah, and it's fun to compare them using superlatives, comparatives, while we learn English. So that's what we were doing. I hope you enjoyed this part. So let us go to the sentence that Matthew just mentioned. It says, "Ayer mi equipo ganó el partido gracias a un gol en los últimos minutos." Matthew, ¿cómo diríamos esto en inglés?
Okay, so yesterday, my team won the match thanks to a goal in the last minutes. Very good. And our explanation tip there, the past simple is used for completed action. So we had that in the phrase, and the answer one is the irregular past of the verb win. Okay, so we... use that now to talk about who won the match.
That's right. Very good. Okay, and then just this is our interaction question for you. Think of your favorite athlete or sport and write one sentence about what they usually do in training. Mm-hmm. So if you follow them, I'm sure you know what they do in training. So, yeah. So if you're watching on YouTube, leave your sentences in the comments and we would love to see them.
Yeah.
So Matthew, can you tell us a summary of things that we have learned?
Sure, Johnny. Okay, so we talked a lot about sports vocabulary. We had some really useful verbs like play, train, score, win, lose, dunk might be a new one, serve, pass, kick, and shoot. We also compared athletes with comparisons and superlatives from different athletes from different countries, the UK, USA, Canada, Europe. And we looked at the past simple with a sports context. Okay. Johnny, do you want to know what we have in our next episode?
Please.
I know you're desperate to find out. Johnny, next time we're going to learn how to write a short narrative story in English. So perfect for describing your favorite match or training session.
Fantastic. Bueno, pues te invitamos a que pruebes una clase privada gratuita con nosotros y te garantizamos que tenemos super profes, mejor plataforma e-learning, porque somos y estamos convencidos de que somos la mejor academia online de idiomas. No lo decimos nosotros, lo dicen muchos de nuestros estudiantes. Así que nos puedes escribir al link de la descripción o al QR que tenemos aquí. Y si quieres saber qué necesitas para avanzar más rápido, pues nada, escanea este código QR o escríbanos también al WhatsApp, ¿eh? Porque analizaremos tu caso de forma personalizada. Así que recuerda que estamos a un clic de hablar, estás a un clic de hablar como un nativo. Bueno, Matthew, it was great to talk about this legends, sport legends, no? It was fun also. So thank you very much, amigo.
Thank you, Johnny. I enjoyed that. Right. See you next time.
Yes, amigo.
Bye-bye, everyone.